T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're expecting to learn more this morning about a barricade situation and shooting that left a man wanted for questioning and a murder dead and 2 Gary police officers wounded. An update from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
29-year-old Keenan McCain's mother said she asked police during the 3-hour standoff to let her go to the scene, let her son see her, and she said he would have come out.
I need some answers. I lost my son, and I'm hurt.
McCain's mother and brother spoke to CBS2.
I talked to him and told him to come out, and he said he was coming out. I talked to the negotiator. He said that he was giving him a chance to come out.
The SWAT team entered the apartment, and police say McCain fired, hitting 2 officers, one of whom returned fire, killing McCain. The officers were both stable. One hit in the bulletproof vest and arm, the other in the chin and abdomen by fragments. McCain was wanted for questioning in the murder of a woman identified as 44-year-old Betty Claudio, who was killed in a hotel in Merrillville on Sunday. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.